Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
How's it going? I'm Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Perry. This is the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. And Lindsay, today's question comes in from Erich Maritz. Erich was saying that he lacked some mental toughness on Comrades and he wants to try and develop that this year in the build-up to next year. What is the best place to do that? He asks, is it back-to-back weekend runs? If so, what is the best way to do my weekend runs to simulate some end of Comrades running while still getting the intended benefit of the long run? Will it help to race a 30K or two in February or March? Interesting question.
Yeah, that is a good question. And some of that mental toughness does come from doing races. So it becomes a bit of a balancing act, because if you race too much, then obviously we get a lot of fatigue pulling through into Comrades, and then you just don't have the oomph required to finish the race. So certainly doing a couple of races, even a hard 21, does help you to build up some mental toughness. But I would look at my calendar running over 6 months. Any races 30 or longer, I would do those either January, February, latest early March, and I would possibly slot in a 21 or two in March and April, and then call it quits from that point of view. And then look, the back-to-back runs definitely develop that mental toughness, just because if you run 2 hours on a Saturday and then you've got to do your long run on a Sunday, you start that run quite tight. And, you know, we've discussed this in previous podcasts. From a physiological point of view, this probably doesn't make sense to do these back-to-backs. It's probably better to spread them out Wednesday and one on the weekend. But as an accidental experiment almost, doing it on the weekends, because that's when most people have got time. We have certainly seen over the years, and we've gotten so much positive feedback from people saying how much it did help them to just get used to running on tired legs. So, yeah, the programs are still designed like that. And if I'm honest, they're designed like that still more out of necessity, in terms of that's when people have got time to train. But it really does help the mental aspect. And I would probably look at doing maybe 2 weeks of like proper back-to-backs, and then maybe the third week, you know, don't go. So if you did 2 hours, 2.5 hours, or an hour and a half, 3 hours, those kind of things, maybe for two weekends in a row, and then the third weekend to not be that crazy and maybe do 1.5 hour, 1.5 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hour, that kind of thing is probably a healthier way to do it, particularly for people who are novices and just need that little bit of extra recovery time.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay, thank you very much. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter as well. It's Ask Coach Perry. That's where you'll find us. You can also get your questions in on our website, askcoachperry.com. We're back again tomorrow with another edition.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to askcoachperry.com or email myquestion@askcoachperry.com.